Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on ARNULFOPINEDO is the last name. Actually, last name is Pinedo, P-I-N-E-D-O, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Address is 6885 County Road 6, Orland, California, 95963. Phone 530-321-4160. ID, leave a blank. Date of birth is 8-1-1949. This is a 73-year-old retired married man. Insurance is Anthem Medi Blue Access. Pharmacy is Orland Care Pharmacy, 530-865-4688. It is addressed to Dr. Samuel E. Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, M.D., Internal Medicine, below that Orland Medical and Dental, below that 1211 Cortina Drive, Orland, California, 95963-4688. 1699 530-865-5444. I'm sorry, it's 5544. Below that, 530-865-9200. I'm sorry, 9209. Carbon copy, Dr. Below that, it should say, I'm sorry, there's a carbon copy too. Dr. James Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A, M-D, 203 Walker Street, Suite 2, Orland, California, 95963-1450, 530-865-6430, 530-865-6438, parenthesis fax and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation in continuity of care, subparagraph clinical history and findings of ischemic microvascular cerebral vascular disease with clinical symptoms of Parkinson's / Parkinsonism. Dear Dr. Garcia and professional colleagues, thank you for referring our new fellow, Pinedo Garcia, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may already know, Mr. Garcia was seen and evaluated at the clinic of Dr. J-A-H-A-N-G-I-R Mahmoudi, M-A-H, MOUDIMD in Yuba City in December of 2021, having undergone brain MR imaging studies at Open Systems Imaging in November of 2021. Subparagraph, those studies showed minor paraventricular and several right coronariata punctate white matter foci of microangiopathic disease. Subparagraph, there was an incidental finding of a prominent focus of susceptibility artifact in the right insular region, which was unclear to be intra or extra axial in location and nature, for which additional imaging was requested. New paragraph. I appreciate your referral and information. Subparagraph, I have no laboratory testing results. New paragraph, by Mr. Garcia's report, he was initiated initially on Mirapex three times a day with the addition of carbidopa levodopa 25-250, increasing by his report to two tablets three times a day. Subparagraph, this resolved his vacillating tremor in the right upper extremity. New paragraph, today on neurological examination, he's alert, oriented, focused, and reports that he feels well and asymptomatic. New paragraph, his neurological examination demonstrates slight to mild inducible neuromuscular stiffness in both the upper and lower extremities without other or unusual findings, and certainly no tremor or cogwheeling. New paragraph, his ambulation remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, clinical features and findings of Parkinson's disease -treated. New paragraph, history of possible excessive carbidopa-levodopa medication effect with nocturnal hallucinations and nightmares. New paragraph recommendations. In consideration for his ongoing care, I've asked, we will complete the following. Number one, we will obtain a home sleep study for exclusion of comorbid suspected features of sleep apnea. New paragraph. The follow-up MR brain imaging will be completed at Open Systems Imaging, requesting contrast-enhanced neuroquantitative brain imaging and a non-cross-contrast MRA Circle of Willis study for vascular evaluation. New paragraph. Today we discuss further treatment of his Parkinson's. New paragraph. I've asked him to reduce his dose of the 25-250 carbidopa-levodopa to one pill three times a day rather than two. Subparagraph. We're scheduling him for a follow-up in 1 week for a clinical reexamination to see if his Parkinson's symptoms are well treated or not. New paragraph. He may require further evaluation and treatment of his Parkinson's disease. New paragraph, I may as well have to order additional laboratory testing, although his clinical examination was not otherwise remarkable. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully, with my professional signature.